And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Go to the phones right now. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Is this Chatsworth? Hello.
Yeah. How you doing, Phil?
Good.
I'm a little bit nervous, but you've got a great show. I really enjoy listening to it.
Thank you very much. What's up?
Well, I'm a little bit nervous, but I wanted to ask you about the kid that that stole the
All right, now what I want you to do there, pal, is what's your name?
It's RC.
Okay, RC, slow down, and I know you're a little bit nervous.
I've never been to be called a talk radio show. I listen to K-Rock.
Yeah, it's a good station.
I listen to the Swedish Eagle and Jed the Fish.
Okay, that's good. But now you're on the talk show, so I guess you got to talk to us. And
I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay. Slow down. Take a deep breath. Good. Go ahead.
I wanted to call in and see if you...
All right, look, just slow down. It's a very disquieting thing to call and talk. Are you in the middle of a room?
I'm at school.
Well, it sounds like there's people moving around. Can you get to a quieter? Maybe they're making you nervous.
I'm on my cell phone.
All right. Go ahead.
Did you see in the newspaper?
Okay, hold on. Did I see in the newspaper?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it a story?
Yeah.
Okay, what was it?
The kid that stole the kid that...
Do you stutter or something, man?
No. I'm just a little bit nervous.
I know, because you sound very conversant. The kid that stole what?
Did you see the paper?
Wait a minute, man. Slow down. Take a deep breath. Hold on. Tell David to hold on. Slow down and take a deep breath.
I mean, I'm not trying to mess you up or anything. I really like your show.
I know you do, pal.
I really think you're funny, and I really like it a lot.
I know you do, buddy. I appreciate that. You want me to comment on a news story, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
The kid that stole the...
Why can't you say you got the kid that stole the what? What was it that he stole? What does David want? Tell him to hold on. The kid that stole the what?
The...
Okay, that's good. Sing it. Like, remember in The Fish Called Wanda?
No.
Okay, that's probably too baby boomer. Well, in the movie, they say if you had a stutter, you sing it. The kid that stole the what?
Sing it. I don't know what you...
Just the kid that stole the what?
The kid that stole the kid that stole...
Come on, man. What did he steal? If you want... I'm already upset. What does he want? What does David want? Put him on. David?
What are you doing?
I'm talking to...
Is this David Hall?
Yes, it is. I'm the vice president of syndication, kid. What are you doing to him?
I'm not doing anything to him.
Why do I turn my radio on right off the bat and hear you yelling?
I'm not a bad person, Mr. Hall.
I know you're not, son. I'm just talking to the host right now, okay?
I didn't say anything bad.
I know you didn't. And
I didn't say the kid said anything bad.
Why are you treating him like this? You remember that?
What, treating him like what?
Do you remember the meeting we had last week? The whole staff, and I said, treat your callers like customers. They're customers to your store. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Did you have the memo?
I got the memo.
Go get it.
David.
Get the memo.
I didn't do anything, Mr. Hall.
I know you didn't, son.
Do you want me...
Go get the memo. You're still on the mic.
But hold on for a minute.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir. They called in to talk about the skull. I wanted to talk about a kid that stole a skull.
All right, well, I can understand that. What's wrong with Henry? Henry, you there?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Here it is.
Read it.
Remember that your callers like customers. Let's treat all of our customers the way you would treat any customer coming into your store. He is there to purchase something and is deserving of good customer service. I read all of that, David.
Why are you out of breath?
Because I had to run down to the office and get it.
So treat this kid like he's a customer.
I'm a customer.
Okay, I'm treating him like a customer. Go ahead, kid.
Did you see the kid that, he stole the...
Come on, kid.
Well, no, there you go. You're yelling at him. So you're making him nervous.
He's making me nervous.
Why don't you just calm down and quit making the kid feel nervous?
David, I am trying...
Go get a drink of water.
What?
Go get a drink of water.
Why?
To calm you down.
I got a show to do here, man.
I'll take it over. Go ahead.
Hold on.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
It's just about the kid that stole the skull. That's all.
I can understand everything you're saying.
I know.
It must be him.
I guess so.
You're back?
Okay, I had a drink of hot water.
All right, go ahead. Do it like you're doing the show.
Do it like you're doing the show. Okay. What did the kid steal?
See,
you're making him nervous. There's something about you.
I'm not doing a thing. I'm sitting here. I'm asking the kid, what did he steal? What did the kid steal?
What did he steal?
A skull.
He stole a skull.
I heard him.
Well, apparently you can't talk to him. Go ahead, talk directly to him.
What did he steal?
The.
All right, talk to me.
The skull.
The skull.
Why can't you talk to me? You're talking to him.
I.
Talk to me.
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
You don't know. So now all of a sudden I need an interpreter on this freaking call that I got.
And what's that language?
What language?
That F word.
Oh, it's freaking.
I know. Everybody says that, but I don't like it. Watch your tone with this kid, okay? Now stay very close, very carefully. What did the kid steal?
What did the kid steal?
He stole a
skull, Phil.
He stole a skull. Okay.
Don't you think that's cool?
Well, what do you think? Don't you think it's cool? Open it up to the callers.
What am I going to open up to the callers?
Open it up. Don't you think that kid that stole that skull, what did he do with it?
He made it into a candle holder in his bedroom. It was bitching.
He made it into a candle.
I heard what he said, okay?
Well, talk to the kid.
What did he make it into?
He.
You better ask him.
What did he make it into?
A candle holder.
A candle holder.
Okay. So he made it into a candle holder.
Don't you think that's bitching?
What's bitching?
Answer the question. You're the host.
I got it, okay. I mean, no, I don't think it's bitching.
Why not?
Because I don't think... What do you mean he stole a skull?
Where'd he steal it, kid?
Out of a vault. Somebody's crypt. Like a mausoleum or something.
Stole it out of
a... I got it. He stole it out of a vault or a mausoleum. So he grave robbed.
Huh?
He grave robbed. He stole somebody's skull.
Did he grave rob and steal somebody's skull?
Oh, yeah, that's what he did.
What do you think?
What do you want me to think? I mean, the kid stole a skull and made it into a candle holder.
Don't you think that's cool?
What do you think? Don't you think it's cool?
No, I don't think it's cool, okay? And I don't think that...
I gotta really calm it down here, Phil. This is the kid. He's 16 years old. I mean, he's right the target demo. Tell the kid that you think it's cool.
What, stealing a skull and making a candle holder out of it?
That's right.
Don't you think it's cool?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I knew there was a reason why I listened to you.
What?
You.
You.
You. Me. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yes, I think it's cool.
Now open it up.
Open it up to what?
Calls.
I'm not doing that, man. I'm not asking
people. Ask them if they think it's cool.
Yeah, I want to know if people think it's cool that a kid stole
a skull.
And
made it.
Into a
candle holder. What kid stole what skull? I still don't know what he's talking about. I'm 15 minutes into the show and I'm sweating like a horse. Okay, don't you think it's cool the kid stole a candle holder and made it into a skull? Craig Taylor thinks it is. Great. Your thoughts. Phil Hendry Show.